This is The State of Things. I'm Frank Stacio at the American Tobacco Historic District in Durham. Four teenagers were shot behind the World Tabernacle Church in Rocky Mount last month. Michael Lyons, Javakis Whaley, and Antoine Jefferson have all been treated and released, but Nyreek Horn remains in critical condition. He's 12 years old. This Monday, hundreds of community members gathered at the church for a public forum on violence in Rocky Mount. James Galliard was part of that forum. He's pastor of World Tabernacle Church in Rocky Mount and joins me now. Welcome, James. Good to talk with you.
Frank, thanks so much for having me and for the work you're doing in the community. And just as a correction, it's actually Word Tabernacle Church.
Thank you
very much.
Thanks very much for that. And forgive me. So tell me, you were there at the church and when the shooting took place, and it was very close. Tell us what you heard and what happened.
Sure. Well, I was in my office working, you know, into the evening. It wasn't very late, a little bit before 6, and we just heard a lot of gunshots very close by. And so we went out into our parking lot. A lot of our staff people were still on site. And that's when we found Nyreek, and the other victims had all fleeing from the area, but Nyreek was the only one that was left.
Early evening is around 6 o'clock, and we're playing basketball, I guess, right?
Yeah, we have a church parking lot with 4 basketball courts. We keep it open to the community so the kids, you know, generally can have a safe place to play. This is the first incident of this nature we've had on our campus. But we've had some throughout our city.
Right. And this follows another shooting that happened about a week earlier, right, in Rocky Mount?
That's correct. Freeman, actually his funeral was, he's a 15-year-old, and his funeral was that same day, 12 noon on that same day, just a few blocks away.
So what was the initial reaction in the community to these shootings?
The initial reaction was really not a lot of reaction when we got the first shooting. I mean, it's something that we're experiencing in our city, but it was really this second set of shootings that occurred on our parking lot that for some reason put something in motion. It was like a catalyst or like a defining moment for our city, and it just kind of put something in motion. And before you know it, there was just a lot of activity and a lot of discussion and a lot of things going on for us as a community to try to do something to combat it.
Well, one of those things initially was a series of private forums, right? Tell us about those.
Yeah, the very first thing we did the next day was have a prayer vigil. We had probably about 300 people show up for that at 12 noon the next day. And then following that, we did 2 private forums. One of those private forums was just with key people, and, you know, people who run agencies in our city, the person who runs OIC, the district attorney, the chief of police, the city planning manager, people like that, local pastors. The second private forum I did was just with business leaders, because I'm really convinced that this is a Rocky Mount issue. It affects all of us. And I think one of the things that we've not done well historically is that we've had individual conversations, but we've not had collective conversations. And so I wanted to meet with individual stakeholders before we did the public forum.
Well, so tell me what happened at those meetings.
Well, at those meetings, they were really just what we call in the church life as a come to Jesus meeting. It was just one of those, you know, let's just have some honest dialogue about some of the barriers, some honest dialogue about the hindrances that are going to keep us from working together and to keep us from moving forward. We listened to some ideas, but really at those meetings, I was bringing to bear a potential model that we think might be able to help, and I wanted to run it by some people just to get some initial conversation around it.
Well, you know, Rocky Mount is seen as a divided community. There's a set of railroad tracks that run straight through it and are seen as a dividing line. You talked about some of the barriers and the divisions. What were the things you talked about in those meetings, and what were the divisions, and how did folks think they could handle it?
Yeah, well, you know, we talked about the racial dynamic that exists here. You know, there is a perceived division racially. There certainly is a division socioeconomically. Our 5 inner city neighborhoods are very, very low wealth, poor housing stock, a lot of poverty. It looks very, very different in our inner city communities than in other areas. And then, of course, we have the Edgecombe County, Nash County issue, which is that railroad track division. And so Rocky Mount has the 2 counties, and Edgecombe County has historically been a lot more poverty stricken than Nash County. And so we were just having honest dialogue about those issues, and could we come to some consensus that this was really collectively a city issue.
And did you? Because it's easy enough, even if it's a business concern, if you get businesses involved, you know, one of the answers, quite frankly, is to say, well, let's keep it all contained in some neighborhoods and out of the business district. That can be one answer to violence, a business solution.
Yeah, well, you know, interestingly enough, we were able to really sell the business community on the reality that The truth of the matter is the success of their businesses have a lot to do with the location that they're located in. You know, an argument that I have with the business community is if your business was located in a third world country, you would probably not be as successful as you are. And so indirectly, we really do have to credit the communities that we're located in as at least a part of the reason why we're successful. And so if the community is part of the reason why I'm successful, then we do have a responsibility to be a good partner and to be a good neighbor with the entire community. And really, I got no pushback from anyone in the business community.
And then you had a larger forum, and I think hundreds of people showed up from the community. Tell us about that and what you heard.
Yeah, it was outstanding. We had about 600 people here, literally from every area that represents our city. We had 9 panelists. Bill Boddy, who's the president and CEO of Boddy Noel Enterprises, they're the largest Hardee's franchise in the country. The executive director of Communities and Schools, the director of Disciplinary Review for the National Rocky Mountain Public Schools, the chief professionals officer for the Boys and Girls Club, a local pastor, Garland Jones from Mount Zion Christian Church, the chief of police, the vice president for strategy and advancement of North Carolina Wesleyan College, state representative Bobby Richardson, who's in District 7, Nash and Franklin counties, and then a local city council person, Lois Watkins, who's the council member of the ward that the shooting happened in. So those were our 9 panelists. But then in addition to that, we literally had 600 people, literally people even in overflow rooms watching it on monitor. The school superintendent was here. The district attorney was here. Business leaders, people in the community. So it was really a very, very successful forum.
What were those people saying to the panelists?
Well, some of the feedback that we got from the community was that they wanted to see greater leadership, both in the business community and particularly in the faith-based community. So that was a big thing. Another big thing was around personal responsibility and parenting, and how this really is not just, you know, a teenage issue or a 12-year-old issue. This is very much a parenting issue. And then the third thing that talked about was really the issue of poverty, and how poverty is a driver to violence. And we've got to do some things collectively to talk about the issue of poverty in our community.
Got more meetings scheduled?
We do not have more meetings scheduled. However, we were successful enough in enough takeaways that we're now going to take the next step. And that is in the formation of a community coalition that will become a bridge agency to the entire community. We've already put together a logic model because our recommendation is that we're only getting these outcomes right now because of our current inputs and activities. And so if we identify new activities, we know we're going to get better outcomes. And this is going to be a faith-based engine. And so it'll be largely led. The board of directors is limited to senior pastors within our city. It's going to be a faith-based engine, church-based engine, and literally everyone in our community overall has really come alongside to say, you know what, we think this is the right solution. So we definitely think we're headed in the right direction.
James, keep up the good work. Thanks for talking with us.
Thank you for having me today.
James Galliard is pastor of Word Tabernacle Church in Rocky Mount. On the state of things, we are talking about that. And coming up next, A Celebration Turns Dark. We'll hear about a stage adaptation of a Danish film on the state of things from North Carolina Public Radio, a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. Please stay with us.